Good morning, SB. Still on sports this morning. I am going to lead the devotion for today, and let me start in prayer and hope you are all well in this cold weather. And I praise God for the wonderful rest this evening. And yeah, let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this morning. Thank you, God, for this wonderful day and morning that you have given us. Thank you, God, for the whole night that you provided us a good rest, protection, and covering. Oh Lord God, and thank you for another day of your promises, oh Lord God, today. And as we come, Lord God, to your word, a devotion, Lord God, for the truth of your word, we pray to lead us by your Holy Spirit. Even God, thank you, Lord God, for us giving us, Lord God, the right utterance when we go to our prayer today. Wherever, Lord God, that we are, our brothers and sisters, that is listening, Lord God, in this and tuning our Lord God in this morning prayer, we thank you, God, for being your presence being in that room. In our room, Lord God, today, this morning. Bless you, we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So our passage for today is in Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 and to 14. So please read along with me. Then Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.' Moreover, God said to Moses, 'Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all a generation." That's the reading of the Word of God. I believe that, in my heart, the Holy Spirit is leading me to share the seven statement of Jesus in the Gospel of John. And I do believe this had been shared by one of our brothers in Solomon's Sports, and he shared wonderfully with a with a lot of insights and revelation, praise God. And this has been shared, I think, more than 1.5 years. It is shared by Brother Sandeep. And I do believe in that by the power of the Holy Spirit, he continued to reveal his word and his truth for the edification and strengthening and the building up of the body of Christ, the church. We are going to look each of the I am of Jesus he mentioned in the book of John and during my slots and EMP and CMP. But before going to each one of the I am of the Lord Jesus Christ, this morning we will look on when God make himself in giving his name, I am. Now, when I was meditating this scripture, I am, question came into my mind. And the question is, why, God, you did not give or reveal your name the way that you revealed to Moses, even to creation? You know, before Moses, we can read in the scriptures, right? Like that who walked with God, like, you know, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, in the creation. Even Abraham was called by God to be the father of nations, and even said that he is the friend of God. And even, you know, Isaac, the promised son, was blessed by the Lord to be, have, you know, the children of Esau and Jacob. And even to Jacob, when God uses him also to have, you know, when he uses him to be, you know, to be father of the 12 tribes of Israel, and even, you know, using his son Joseph to be, have a wonderful, you know, work of God in him in Egypt, where in all the whole the family of Jacob was migrated to Egypt because of the famine. Why God, you know, he only revealed himself to this family, like family of Abraham, family of Isaac, family of Jacob, to be the Almighty God or El Shaddai. It is written in, it's not the way that God, you know, revealed himself with Moses. Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 and 3, it is written, God spoke further to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, or I am what I am, or Yahweh, or Jehovah, I did not make myself known to them. You know, church, if I am Moses and I'm hearing this very kind of word of the Lord or our God, felt like, wow, I'm so special. You know, it's God is revealing himself differently from our forefathers like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now God is revealing himself to me, or to me especially, to Moses, differently. And if I'm Moses, wow, I'm so special. We don't know that if Moses is really understood it right in there, when the Lord Jesus said, my name, Lord, I did not make myself no name to them. And this time, the Lord are making himself known to Moses and the rest of the Israelite to be the Lord, the I am who I am, the Yahweh and Jehovah. You don't really know if Moses understood that, because, you know, when God gave his name, I am, because in the first encounter of Moses going to Pharaoh, when God sent Moses to Pharaoh to ask Pharaoh to set his people go that they may worship God in the mountain, this is, you can see the first encounter with Moses and Pharaoh in chapter 5, and this is what it said. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may obey his voice to let Israel go. Then the Pharaoh answered, I do not know. Oh, the Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go. So they said, the God of Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days' journey in the desert and sacrifice the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with a sword. You know, Moses used the word God of the Hebrews instead of the I am who I am is sent me to you. See, church, we don't know if even Moses understood when the Lord our God give his name, I am. So he uses the word or the name of God, the God of the Hebrews. Moses used the Lord our God of Hebrews when he speak on Pharaoh. If we try to look on those encounter with Moses and Pharaoh, we never see that he uses the word I am, that God gave him. He can use that name, the name of God, when somebody is asking who sent him. He always used the God, the Lord our God of the Hebrews. Now God revealed himself, Moses, with a decisive statement, I am, which translated YHWH. No, it's all consonant. It is hard to read. That's why, you know, they put some vowel letter which read Yahweh in order for them to be mentioned. Meaning the very word of God, it is so sacred that they should not pronounce it, that they should not, you know, mention his word. That's why they put YHWH so that they will not, you know, just easily mention the name of God, which also meaning Jehovah or the Lord. To understand the meaning of the divine name is to understand the character of God revealed by that name. By giving his name, that clarified his character based upon his provision and his miracles. In Abraham, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this is a family. But now God are revealing himself, giving his name, I am, not only to a family, but it is now to a whole nation of Israel. God is revealing his name, I said that, based upon his provision and miracles, so that they would understand that his name is with the promises. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know, God giving all the promises. He's an almighty God, that his promises to them, that he will do his promises in a certain time. Now, in the time of Moses, he revealed himself that this promise now will be taken into action. You know, that in Exodus chapter 6, verse 6, 8, he said, therefore, to the son of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptian. Now God are telling them that he's going to bring them out. This I am the one who's going to bring you out, the Lord our God said, under the burden of Egyptian. I will deliver you from their bondage. He will be the deliverer, the people of Israel, and I will also redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment. Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord God who brought you out of Egypt. Right now, God are revealing his name, that I am your deliverer. I am that you will be my people, and I am that going to bring you to the promised land that I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is now the I am that going to put in action all the promises that he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hebrews, in the scriptures, declares God's name with the miracles and provision of God, like Jehovah Jireh, which is the Lord is my provider, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 13 and 14. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord heals, in Exodus chapter 1, verse 26. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner, in Exodus chapter 17, 15. Verse 15 to 16. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace, in Judges chapter 6, verse 24. And Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord is my shepherd, and so on and so more, and there are so many more. During the time of the people of Israel, whatever God gave a miracles to them. They added, you know, the manifestation of the miracles to the name of God. For example, that Jehovah or I am Jireh, or Jehovah the Lord my provider. That's what the Israelite of the Hebrew people are, you know, understanding the name of I am that God gave to them. In the Old Testament, God reveals himself in a promise action. The I am, which is means that I will become what I choose to become. I am what I am. I will be what I will be, and I create what I create. I am the existing one. The phrase I am, or I am who I am, this statement becomes a way to connect with God personally and was used throughout the Israelite history to convey that God always was, always is, and always be. Then centuries later, the I am dwells among us. Jesus, the same name he uses and claim I am in the Gospel of John to describe himself when he said to the Samaritan woman about, you know, pertaining to Messiah, he said, I am he, in John chapter 4, verse 26. When he told to his frightened disciple as he walked on the surface of the waters towards their boat in the storm, he said, it is I, in John chapter 6, verse 20. And when reaffirmed to his followers, I am he, in John chapter 13, verse 19. Jesus said many significant words that are recorded in the Gospels. Yet, there are seven statements Jesus made in the book of John that were particularly pivotal to his ministry, Old Testament prophecies, and his claim of who he was. God further defined as who he was in the book of John through Jesus' seven I am statement. So let me give to you all the seven I am that Jesus, that claiming, mention it and claiming who is, or who is the Lord Jesus Christ. First is in John chapter 6, 35, verse 41, 48, and 51, that said, I am the bread of life. And in John chapter 8, verse 12, he said, I am the light of the world. And in John chapter 10, verse 9, he said, I am the door of the sheep. And in John chapter 10, verse 11, he said, I am the good shepherd. And in John chapter 11, verse 25 to 26, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in John 15, verse 5, he said, I am the true vine. Each statement gives us a glimpse in God's character and what is like. One important point, it is imperative to read this I am statement in context so we form an accurate understanding of what Jesus was really saying. Each statement is intended to give this metaphorical statement often complement Jesus' miracles. Now, every this statement of seven I am that the Lord Jesus Christ is connected to the miracles performed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Each of the miracles is interpreted by metaphorical I am statement. Each statement is intended to give the miracle meaning for the ministry of the Lord Jesus. This shows us that Jesus' miracle were not just acts of power or mercy, but action demonstrating the meaning and the ministry and teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to go in each of those seven I am of the Lord Jesus Christ as we, you know, during my time slot or on the EMP or CMP. And we understood that this I am, the name of the Lord Jesus, the name of God is given, and now the I am is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I will stop on this part to ponder that name I am, the name of God he gave I am, and the name of Jesus also I am, by looking one of the manifestation of the power when he declared the word I am in the New Testament. When the Lord Jesus Christ declared the name I am in the New Testament. In John chapter 4, chapter 18, verses 46, it said, so Jesus, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, this is the time wherein they are in the Garden of Gethsemane, wherein Judas now with all the scribes and the Pharisees are going to the Lord Jesus Christ to arrest him. So Jesus, knowing all things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to him, whom do you seek? They answered him, Jesus the Nazarene. He said to them, I am. And going to verse 6, so when he said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. See, church, when the Lord Jesus Christ declared even to this very people, unbeliever, so, you know, to give him harm, so to persecute him, even the betrayer, Judas himself, when the Lord Jesus Christ declared his name, I am he, you see that all the people drew back and fell to the ground. The name of the Lord is so powerful, you know? I think even this is the very reason that the Lord put in the Ten Commandments that do not use the name, because the name of God is so powerful that we should not use his name in vain or just, you know, making it just use as a even an expression, because there is power in the name, is power of life and death in the name of God. I am who I am is the name of God with a promise. He can do in his mercy and grace what pleases him to do. I am. Meaning when you need to be delivered with certain such kind of danger, such kinds of difficult times, the I am said, I am your deliverer. When you need a helper in times, when you need help in times of need, when you need helper, said, I am God. Jesus is your helper. When you need peace in your life, the great I am, the Lord Jesus, I am your peace. When you need provision, body, soul, and spirit, God, I am, he said, I am your provider. When you are in need of healing of your sickness in your body and your life, God, he is the great I am, your healer. He is our healer. He is the great I am, that he is our Savior. He is I am, he is our defender. He is I am, God is telling us, I am your protector. I am your comforter. I am your father. I am your brother. I am your friend. And everything. The Lord said that I am what I am. I will be what I will be. I create what I create. That what is, that what the great I am, the name of God, is telling us today. As I ask Sterling to lead us in worship, I want us to ponder right now the name I am, the name of God that give it to us. Whatever situation that you have, God are revealing, known himself to us in a very personal way. He's not just a promise, but he came to us and live with us, the great I am, the Lord Jesus. So let's come before him and let the great I am speak to us in our heart today. Let us worship God.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true.
Yes, God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change, O God. You are the I Am in the time of Moses and the people of Israelites, the Hebrews. But the same I Am 2,000 years ago that dwells among us. You are the great I Am, Lord Jesus. Now dwelling in each one's hearts, whoever receive you in their heart. But it is our prayer today, Lord God, that we may have a change of heart, perspective, and view who you are. You are a personal God. You are the great I Am, that whatever we need, whatever ask of you, you will manifest yourself according to your will, according that will please you, Lord God. Because you are the great I Am. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are the great I Am, our Savior. In everything. Listening, Lord God, having doubt in their heart who you are the great I Am that will answer and speak to their heart right now. You are the great I Am that will comfort them, for you are our comforter. Give them peace whenever they need peace. For you are everything. Let's come to our prayer focus for today. Let's lift up our friends and community who are suffering cancer and having chemo radiation therapy and surgery. Let's lift them up in prayer. Lift up our friends and relatives who are having an illness, and also pray for the word of salvation come upon them. Let us pray. As Father God, we also pray for Father Lord that is listening. We thank you, God, that you know them, that you are seeing, Lord God. God, for the simple healing. Same time we pray that you use this opportunity, this avenue, Lord, that they may hear the truth of your word. Receive salvation, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing, Lord God, friends and relatives, God-fearing men and women. Let me share the word of the truth. Amen. Bring salvation to the body, soul, and spirit. We also lift off those who are suffering infirmities and pray and claim that by strife of the Lord Jesus Christ, they will. Let's pray for God's provision. Let's pray for God's comfort and peace, and pray for the patience that will really come upon them while they are waiting for the door to open for them. Answer is never the like, God. Always perfect. Pray, God, for the employment, God, for the work that will be open for them, God. Bless and honor your name. Let's continue to pray for our mission focus for today. Let's pray for our SP New York, for the Ruth and Jess and Kelly. Let's pray for the open doors for the ministry in North Korea. Let's pray also for the mission opportunities of partnership in Asia, that God will open more doors of opportunities to spread His word by partnering. In other mission in Asia, and pray for the persecuted churches. Let's pray. Lord, I don't want to call you church.
body. Lifting up, Lord God, as be when you are prospering. Thank you for prospering in the body's Holy Spirit. Thank you for recovering and protection. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing more souls, Lord God, harvest in New York, Lord God. So your name may be glorified in this world. Thank you for the spiritual growth. Even praying, God, for their prayer needs, oh Lord God, for the pastor, Lord. You will bring forth, Lord, for them. So, Lord God, for opportunities, mission, Lord God, in your career. This is always your perfect timing, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, that every time we pray in agreement, prayer, something happening in the spirit. In the spirit, we're real, and Lord God, in our prayer. And thank you, Lord God. Soon, we'll open doors, preaching in the street of North Korea. In the name of Jesus. God, Spirit, you just God, strengthening and encouraging. Invisible and invincible. Pray for our SP online weekend gatherings. Pray for the Sunday services. Pray for the well, the SP kids. Let's pray for worship, hospitality, SP youth, the spin and spill services and activities, migrant workers, classes, and all the meetings. Let's lift them up. All the muscles, God, which is knowing, Lord God, in your body of Christ. Thank you, Lord God, and even, Lord God, in your online, Lord God, you are prospering these meetings, this fellowship, this service. You are always there, God. Your presence, God, is always with us. Lord God, for your covering with us. Thank you, Father God, for bringing all people, Lord God, come, oh Lord God, worship you, honor you, Lord God, and listen and receive, oh Lord God. Lord, we bless you, oh Lord God. Thank you for your wonderful works, every ministry, gatherings, oh Lord God. Honor, Lord God. Also lift up all the pregnant women in our church. We forgot Cecilia, Angela, and others. Let's lift them up for covering and protection, healthy mom and healthy baby, and joy and peace with the parent. Of the house churches that we've been meeting today, Steve of Bowen, Hollywood, Kings Court, Mauan, and Southside. Pray for the God Center fellowship that they may covering and protection, joy. Praying for the Word of God to reach out every heart and minister to the power of your Holy Spirit. Let us pray. ask, and you shall receive. Your joy will be complete. It is your very heart, O God, to answer our prayer. It is your very heart, O Lord God, so that our joy will be complete in receiving the answer of our prayers. Thank you, O Lord God, for answering all of our prayers, O Lord God. Today, you are the great I am. You are the great I am, O God. The I am who I am, said God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you are the great I am. Today we understood, God, that whatever we need, that you are always there to manifest your power, to give miracles in that name. Name, great I am. Thank you, may bless you. All glory and honor belongs to you. Thank you for continue revealing yourself. Make known yourself so personally to us, God, day after day. Lord God, in our life. Thank God. Bless you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, church. God bless you and enjoy your prayer continually and even wherever you are. See you again next Tuesday. God bless.